Summer is here, and for churches across the country, that means one thing, Vacation Bible School. But if you're tired of the same old snacks and crafts, well, you're in the right place today because we're sitting now with a guest who is breathing fresh life into youth programming. That's all coming up next on the Church Solutions Podcast.
It's the Church Solutions Podcast, brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. The Church Solutions Podcast is all about helping you and your church with technology and other resources for your life and ministry. Now, here are your hosts, Steve Lacy and Phil Thompson.
Welcome, folks, to the Church Solutions Podcast. My name is Phil Thompson, and Steve Lacy, who normally is kind of a co-host with me here, is not here today. He's doing other things, but I have a special guest today. I'm excited about our guest, and we'll get to him in a moment. As if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that this is brought to you by StreamingChurch.tv. That's our company. We have other products as well. And I was just talking to our guest here before we recorded. We've been serving churches now, I guess, for 25 years. Not with Streaming Church, but with MyFlock.com, and then it kind of evolved into Streaming Church back in 2009. But anyhow, I have to remind Steve about that. We'll have to do a little celebration or something. 25 years. All right. So let me read the bio of our guest today. Jason Millsaps serves as the lead worship pastor at Bell Shoals Church in Brandon, Florida, and he oversees the worship ministries across multiple campuses throughout West Central Florida while leading the worship himself at the Brandon campus. He's got more than a decade of multi-site worship leadership experience. Jason is very passionate about building a healthy worship cultures, developing leaders, creating pathways for the next generation to actively serve in the local church. In 2018, Jason founded Kids Worship Camp. And I want to talk a little bit about that in a moment or so. But this is a camp that's really designed to equip and inspire elementary students in worship, production, songwriting, dance, drama, filmmaking, and leadership. I want to talk about how he does that. And then it's really about investing in children and helping them, helping to raise up leaders and musicians and worship leaders and production people and all that good stuff. So in addition to all that stuff, Jason is an author. He's an endurance coach. He's a 16-time Ironman finisher. That's pretty remarkable. I want to talk a little bit about that if we can. But anyhow, Jason, welcome to the Church Solutions Podcast.
Thanks for having me, Phil. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be with you. Now we're out of time. So since we read your bio, you have a lot of stuff there. Well, you do have a lot of stuff. So let me just start off, your church, what do you guys have? 7,000-8,000 people? I mean, if you talk all the campuses?
Yeah, it's a 8,000 member church.
Wow.
And, we're running about 4,000 every single weekend. Across five different campuses. Two campuses are Spanish speaking and three are English. So,
okay. All right. So, let me start off with a hard hitting question here. Because most, the average church in America is probably under 100 people. Right. Mm-hmm. And, as I said earlier, we serve churches with video and streaming, all that stuff. And we have some large ministries and some medium size and a lot of small. So if I'm listening to this podcast right now, as a tired worship leader, that's got maybe 100 people in my church or so, how can I relate to this Jason Millsaps guy? I mean, this guy sounds like he's just got it all together, thousands of people. What is it he can bring to my life?
You know what? I am just a normal guy. I really am. My thing is, and really it goes back to my calling, which I would say all of your listeners, most of them, especially serving in church, have experienced a call that God has placed on their heart and their lives. I felt that calling on my life, and my whole attitude and just heart attitude is just open hands, just being willing to be used by God. And God has placed me here in Brandon, Florida, to shepherd people in front of me and in this ministry. And we all deal with struggles. We all deal with things. It's people, you know, it's ministry. So a lot of that, we all relate to the same thing. I mean, it really is. So, and I have a heart for the next generation and pouring into the next generation and kind of pipeline and helping them discover callings in their own life that they might be experiencing, especially later on in life. So I think we can all relate to that. There are younger people in front of you right now in your ministries that I believe that we have a responsibility to pour into these and to help them. You know, they're going to be leading the churches one day. So,
yeah. So how did you get here? I mean, you've been around for a while. You're not a spring chicken. But how did you get to this position? Where did you start?
Yeah.
And how did you get here? And I know we don't have a lot of time, but maybe give me just a quick little elevator pitch on it or something.
Just quickly, you know, I went through the whole college training, seminary, and I remember connecting with a church out in Texas, actually, and going up to the worship pastor there and just asking him, hey, can I do an internship here?
Okay.
And that's where it all kind of began. And I interned for this church for a while, a few months, and turned into a year and two, and then felt the call to go to another church in Georgia to become the lead minister of music at the time, is what they called it. And I learned a lot, obviously, through that calling and that position there at that church in Georgia. And then we moved out to Albuquerque, New Mexico for a few years, led a worship ministry there and brought us back to Georgia after that. And then came here to Florida. And literally just grown throughout all these years along with this journey. So
the church that you started an internship with, and what size was that? A fairly large church?
It was a large church. Okay. And, it was a large church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay.
And, I mean, we had a large choir at the time. A band driven, there was a small orchestra even. And, And I seriously went in just, man, I was making copies, making folders for a bit. Like I was doing whatever I could. I just wanted to just submerge myself in that environment and just learn. I've always been that type of person. I want to learn. I still want to learn. And I think just having that kind of attitude and spirit about yourself and willing to grow and allow God to use you.
So what have you learned now that you're at this church of 8,000 people? What, and again, I know we're limited time here, but if I'm a worship pastor listening to this right now, you know, what is the, and I know we want to get to the kids camp thing because kids are so important, but what did you learn? I mean, you're an Ironman finisher. I mean, that means there's gotta be some perseverance there, right?
So that's
built into your life.
Yeah. Definitely perseverance. And, you know, we're all going to go through difficult times, especially in ministry. Ministry's hard. And, you know, understanding that it's about the people, number one. How can we love these people that, you know, God has called you to a position, a place, and there are people in your circle that you're called to minister and pastor to. So how can I do that? You know, how can I love on these people? How can I value these people? Not just how can I use these people to make me look better? Does that make sense? You know, and I think we can all get into that mindset. It's easy. You're on a stage, you know, every week. I think if you can get out of that mindset, man, we're all coming to this together. How can you lead these people? How can you help these people? There's going to be moments, that you're going to have to walk through difficult moments with families and people, and how can you love on these people? So those things I've learned. The other thing, and you mentioned, is just perseverance. It's about coming back. It's about continuing to plant those seeds, continuing to water every single day. And I've learned that when you go through those hard moments, I've told a lot of people this, is just remember your calling. Remember your calling, because that might be what keeps you in the ministry. Mm-hmm. Remember your calling. God called you to this. And there's been so many times, I mean, I talk to guys all the time that just want to quit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would probably be easier to just work at somewhere else. But man, God has called us to this. He's going to equip you. And man, stay in the word, stay faithful, keep your eyes on Jesus, and persevere. Yeah. It's endurance. It really is. It's keeping your eyes on the prize.
That's a good answer. One more quick question here. I'm sure you get discouraged at times. What is it? And we'll get kind of personal here, and you don't have to answer this maybe, but you know, what is it that discourages you from time? I mean, everybody gets hit with things.
Yeah.
Right. And you probably just answered, you know, I was going to ask you, what do you do when you get discouraged? But you probably already answered that, right? With perseverance and all that. But what is it that discourages you from time to time?
Yeah. I would say really that, man, how to explain this? Maybe where people don't truly understand the heart of the matter or the heart of work. You know, for me, it's worship, it's music, it's leading people in that realm. But to where it's helping people understand, it's not just about preferences, you know. And that's hard because we're human nature. You know, we're easy to judge, we're easy to critique. And when people don't truly get that, why we do this, that might be it. That's sort of the answer, but, I mean, there's all kinds of things, but that comes to mind right now. So,
well, yeah, you have a lot going on, and I just, you know, you seem like a real person, and that's why I figured, you know, again,
well, I want to be,
people listening to this, you know, they want to be able to relate and they want to get something from this. So, all right. So let's talk about kids worship camp. So kids, I've done everything personally. I was involved in ministry actively for well over four decades, even as a senior pastor. One of the things I never really worked with, all things I did, was I never really worked with kids. And I just don't like kids. And I'm kidding. I'm being funny. I do like kids. I like kids. I have a son. He's 28. Now he's going to be 28. I like kids. But I always found it, for me, kind of hard to work with kids. And so we had other people. I'm like, yeah, you do it, you know, and that kind of thing. And back in the day, you know, when my hair was dark and long, you know, leaders would see me and go, oh, you'd be the great youth pastor, you know. And like, I never really wanted to do that. But why do you want to work with kids? And how does this whole thing work? Because you've put together something that's pretty amazing here that other churches can use.
Absolutely. So it really was birthed out of this whole thing started because we used to do what a lot of churches do. We had a kids choir, and they met at a separate hour on Wednesday night. And then we had this other activity and there was just so much stuff in happening. And as culture changes and seasons change and families, it looks different, you know, especially those that have grown up in church. It's totally different. I mean, we were at church all the time growing up. But for us, it was declining with our kids' choirs and music's changing and other things. So I was trying to figure out the best way we could change some of those things. And it kind of turned into where we were doing a 1 hour thing on Wednesday night. We would involve some worship teaching for our kids programming. And really that kind of did away with our structured so-called kids choir. And honestly, candidly, it bothered me because I felt like we were missing something there and really helping these kids, a pipeline, growing into student ministry and even singing as an adult and other things in the church. So I started thinking, I was like, what can we do? And it was kind of a crazy thought at the time. Still, to me, is a crazy thought. I was scared to start kids worship camp because I was like, I don't even know if this will work. And do we even have enough people to help out? Because this might just be pure chaos. but I wanted to do just, I thought, man, if we could do a musical for kids in the summer, I think we could seriously learn this thing in an entire week. Because I just did the math over, you know, 8 or 9 Wednesday nights. They're meeting 45 minutes. Well, let's just bring that all in and do a focused, immersive week where they learn a musical and perform it on Friday night. But I wanted to do more. I didn't just want to do a musical because I know kids, you know, there's some that they don't want to just sing or they don't want to just do this. And, yeah, you know, you've got your creatives. You've got guys that lay, you know, girls that are wanting to learn cameras or they want to do pro present or whatever you're using, right, for your slides on Sunday morning. So how can we, you know, maximize this week? Well, I started thinking, I started talking to some of our leaders here and volunteers and asking their input. And we came up with this week of just, let's call it Kids Worship Camp. How can we equip these kids? How can we, I mean, truly thinking pipeline for us. Could we, I mean, could this be a thing where we actually have volunteers, meaning kids, come out of a week like this that could serve on Sunday morning? Maybe. Who knows? Let's think big. And that's what we did. So we came up with this whole 1 week just immersive camp to learn a full musical. I had volunteers come in place. We're going to set design. We're going to build a stage. I mean, like everything that would involve a musical. So
this
then
is a huge production, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
and then, you know, okay, let's do a track and learn how to do some of the production things. We have cameras in our worship center. So, man, let's put them on cameras. A lot of them, they're better operators with joysticks and cameras. I mean, yeah, they play video games. So, you know, they can do pro presenter. I think we just, our thing is, you know, someone said, why do kids not lead worship more or whatever, fill in the blank. I think it's because we don't allow them to. And man, like, I don't know, just, I remember the first year being scared half to death to do this thing, but we launched it. Kids signed up immediately. And it was a home run from the beginning. And now looking back over the last 8-9 years of doing this, we now have kids that are serving in ministries across our campuses. I mean, we have kids that went through Kids Worship Camp that are operating cameras on Sunday morning. Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's incredible. Yeah. So you've got your singing, the tracks that are involved are, you know, we keep adding stuff every year just because. One in particular was songwriting. Our team, we write songs. So that's just part of our culture here. And wow. I opened up and I said, look, what if we do a track and let's just teach songwriting and allow these kids to write a song? And every year they blow us away. We have about 10 kids. We try to keep that as the older ones, our fourth or fifth graders. So our camp is completed first through completed fifth. And so our fifth graders, they can sign up for songwriting. And we have about 10 of them that are in this group. We sit with them Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And they write a song, and we start with the Psalms. We read David's song. I mean, it's just, you know, it's and allow them to write a song for the week. We actually bring them into a recording studio. I know that's not, you know, available to everybody, but like they record this song. And then on Friday night, not only are we doing a musical, we've got a select group that are going to sing their song they just wrote that week. Sing a new song to the Lord. You know, yeah. And so, oh man, it gets me pumped up. I love this week.
Wow, that's exciting. So, obviously, you're a part of a mega church, so you're getting you've got a lot of inventory as far as kids. That sounded really cold, but hey, that's me. But you got a lot of kids. Do you get kids from outside, kids that are not part of your church?
Yes.
That are not part of fellowship.
There is a percentage that come from outside our church. A majority is internal. And then we also have an academy that's we have a church academy. So we do funnel some of those academy students that are coming into this camp. I mean, here's the thing that for us, we've had to actually put a cap on it with the number of students just because we're limited space in all of our tracks. When we do filmmaking, we do photography, when we do production, sound, cameras, stage design. I mean, you only can have so many kids with power tools, you know, saws and stuff. But I mean, here's the thing, Phil. Let me tell you this, because I believe this would resonate with about every listener and every person that's serving in church ministry. When you do an event in the summer, take VBS or whatever it is, a lot of times the most difficult thing is getting volunteers.
Right.
I mean, we can't do this. I can't do this by myself. But I will tell you from day one, year one, doing this camp, I have had no issue getting volunteers. When you tell them the reason why we do this, when you tell them, you know what, we're investing in these kids. And I've always said from day one, I truly believe this camp will speak to these kids. This camp will plant seeds in these kids. And I believe that in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years, and we may never see the fruit of this, but I believe that there's going to be some children that will grow up and they're going to have a call placed on their life from the Lord. And it might just have been back when they were a kid, and they might say, I did this like crazy camp. I don't even remember his name, but we had fun that week. But it was my first time holding a microphone. It was my first time putting my hands on the controls for a camera or whatever it might be. And that's what started it for me. And that's why I am now a production director. That's why I'm a worship leader. That's why I'm whatever. And just to be a part of that, it excites, and our volunteers are all in on this. They love it. They want to invest in these kids. And here's the cool thing. I know I'm talking like crazy, but I just get so passionate about this and excited. But now we are seeing some of our students that you can say graduated from Kids Worship Camp. Now we've got high schoolers. We have a senior in high school that's just now graduating when we started this thing. So those kids, we're seeing students every year, they want to come back and they're asking us, hey, can we serve this year? We want to help out in whatever
track. That's great. That's so awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So let's scale this down. So again, bringing this back to the guy listening to the gal listening to this podcast, I got a church of 100 people. How can I do something like this? Where do I start? Give me some kind of an idea, because, you know, I'm only 100 people in my church, roughly. Let's just say that.
Yeah. And so, you know, here's the thing. We did package this to be a resource for churches, and I would say all size churches. It is scalable. The thing that I would like to say is that when we started like these different tracks, we didn't start with filmmaking. We started with photography. Okay. You think about most churches, there is someone in your church that probably has a side business with photography or that loves to take pictures. Mm-hmm. Someone is in your church that can do that. You go ask that person, hey, would you lead a track this year? We're going to do Kids Worship Camp, and I would like to add photography in it. I mean, your cell phones now are great cameras. So there's a lot of things. Don't feel like you have to make a movie that week. or a film or what, like start small. There might be a high school student that takes dance, ballet, whatever. Ask them if they would lead the dance track. I mean, think large on this, you know? Someone's volunteering for your pro presenter or switching the slides every week. That might be your production track.
Right.
Is teaching us. And here's the thing. I was always needing extra people because somebody's going to call in sick on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now you've just trained 4, 5, 8 more kids to do that position.
Yeah. Yeah. So is there a place people can go, a website or somewhere where they can get some kind of, you know, is there a link or something that we can point people to?
Yeah. So we'll post a link, but it's worshiphousekids.com.
Okay.
If you look under their curriculum, you will see Kids Worship Camp.
Okay.
And we have put together, we spent a whole year, we've been doing this every year, but we spent a whole year last year basically writing all of the curriculum, putting everything in detail to where you have a resource, a leader guide that you can read straight through. We have devotionals in there that you can share every morning. We do a rally time for our kids when they come in at 8:30 in the morning. We have games listed that you can play. We have instructions for each track. How would you lead a songwriting group? Maybe you don't have someone that's, you know, a professional songwriter. I mean, we don't. We just love writing music. Maybe there might be somebody that plays in your band or it's your piano player, whoever. Yeah. Someone that sings in your choir that loves music. They can teach this track. We lay it all out for you. We give you bullet points. We give you helps. Anyone can do this. And I'm telling you from experience, I spent 3 years not doing this because I was scared to do it. I was scared to do it. Because I was just thinking, can we really pull this off? And that, I would say that's a regret. I wish I would have just jumped in and did it. But I believe it's very doable. And I believe more churches should be doing something like Kids Worship Camp to really invest and help equip this next generation.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We just did a podcast a few weeks ago about Gen Z. Seems like there's some evidence that Gen Z is starting to come back. More Gen Z kids are coming back. I'm expecting that to filter to some of the other generations as well. And it's definitely a responsibility, right? So again, the website to start at would be worshiphouse.com, right? Did I get that right?
Worshiphousekids.com.
Worshiphousekids. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Worshiphousekids.com. And that's where you start, and you can do that stuff. So, yeah, it's right now where we're recording this, it's summertime. It's almost summer, I guess. But, you know, you can always, if you don't do it next week, you can at least start planning it, right? And do
plan it. Yeah. And I'll tell you, we actually wrote, so typically we would purchase a musical, a kid's musical. They're everywhere. And for the last about 3 or 4 years, I've just had this vision, like, you know, we're always trying to expand our kids worship camp. And we have a great team here that I'm able to work with. And I've always wanted to write our own kids musical. And so we did that last year, and that's part of this resource. So, I mean, you're not only getting all the leader guide things, the instructions, how to do each track, you're also going to get a full kids musical, all the tracks. We even supply tracks as kind of almost with songwriting. We did almost like three different levels of songwriting. We're actually supplying I wouldn't call it cheap, but it's a help. It gives you more foundation. Sure. We play a track for you. All you have to do is write the lyrics. You know, you could do that. So maybe you don't have somebody that has a guitar or play, you know, can come up with chords.
Yeah.
We've actually helped you do that as well. So
yeah.
it's doable.
Yeah, it's doable. It's very doable no matter what size. You can scale it down.
Correct.
All right, so Jason Millsap's been our guest today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Jason, sometime we do need to talk to you at another time about, you know, music, worship, how you do things online, you know, those kind of things, some tech stuff. We usually do tech-related things here, but I thought this was a good opportunity because, yeah, I mean, there's just so much opportunity there with kids, and we need to take full advantage of the opportunity to, again, like you said, connect people to God, connect these people to God, connect these kids to each other and other leaders. I mean, to me, that's one of the most important things is they make a connection with a leader, a volunteer, an older volunteer or whatever, and there can be some kind of a relationship form there, because that's, to me, a big part of growing in Christ is relationships and forming, and you know all that. So, all right, so we're out of time here, but Jason, it has been a pleasure speaking with you today.
Hey, same, Phil. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Right. Well, God bless what you're doing there, man. That sounds great. That sounds like a wonderful thing. All right, so folks, if you have not subscribed to the Church Solutions Podcast, what are you waiting for, right? You can always subscribe and give us a little bit of feedback. And if there's any way, if you need to get a hold of Jason, not only through the website that we just gave you, but you can reach out to us and we'll pass the information on to him and his team. And so we appreciate, again, your time, Jason, and we appreciate folks spending some time with us today on the Church Solutions Podcast. Steve Lacy will be back with us again soon. My name is Phil Thompson. Please take care of yourself and each other. I didn't say the episode to this. What was the episode? The episode was 521. So now I'll say goodbye. All right.